You might want to call it a swan song. The term swan song has an old and intriguing lineage. The ancient Greeks believed that swans remained silent most of their lives, singing an exquisite, heart-rending lament only at the moment of their death. Even the great classical philosopher Plato believed the tale. For the Greeks, the one familiar swan would have been the species called mute swan. Although the mute swan is not as silent as its name suggests, its voice is limited to an assortment of unmusical grunts and hisses. The swan song tale is truly legendary, based on a fallacy, but one so endearing that it has survived for centuries. The terminal swan song recurs from Ovid to Aesop to Tennyson. In Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice, Portia says, "Let music sound while he doth make his choice. Then if he lose, he makes a swan-like end, fading in music." For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Sostiene la luna y flores. Welcome to Costa Rica, Central America. And thought you'd enjoy to hear the sounds of Costa Rican dogs barking. So this is going to be great in the background. I'm sure it won't be distracting at all. Especially if you're outside in your car or something. Not real dogs, just come through the speakers. This is an album, not even joking, called Costa Rica, A Thousand Dogs Barking. And this was recorded in the so-called Land of the Strays in Costa Rica. It was a documentary about Leah Battle, the founder, and her team who provide home for 1,000 dogs. Home or food, one or the other. At feeding time, a truckload of food arrives, and the dogs never know it if this is the last meal, so they are pretty hard on each other around that time. Anyways, there you go. We're just going to listen to this very softly in the background. We heard already the first song on our sound trip exploration of Costa Rica. We heard Amanda Rodriguez, and that is an album of hers that came out last year called Flor Colmena. We heard Pajarillo Blues, and yeah, that song, you know, starts off like, okay, this is just pretty typical pop, but then some nice orchestral stuff, and just enough to keep my ears peaked. Yes, Amanda Rodriguez from San Jose, the big city of Costa Rica. Costa Rica has about 5 million people, so that's like population of BC roughly here, British Columbia, West Coast, Canada. Smaller country though than in Canada, and yes, it's a pretty stable place. This is the good news. Well, there's a lot of tourism there, and it's fifth in Latin America in terms of human development index, and 62nd in the world as of 2020. So yeah, stable government, pretty good. Good life in Costa Rica. And we're going to jump into some old stuff next. So I found a very cool label called Discodelic. It was actually based in Mexico, but digging through crates of old dusty vinyl, finding Central American rarities. So very recently, in 2020, they dug up three separate singles of Costa Rican bands from the 70s. And this one we're going to hear first is called Bocaraca, the song Cahuita, which is the name of a town on the Caribbean coast of Costa Rica. And to say, this is a good example of showing the differences between the Caribbean coast and the Pacific coast. The Pacific coast has more indigenous music. We're going to hear a little bit of that later. Thanks, because it's very mountainous on that side, and let's say some communities have managed to hang on to their culture and living up in the mountains and in more isolated places. The Caribbean coast is flatter, and a lot of history of slaves being brought from Africa in that region, and so there's a Afro-Caribbean culture that took root on the Caribbean coast. So this music has a bit of that African flavor, and there's English language as well on the Caribbean coast, whereas mostly Spanish and indigenous languages on the Pacific coast. So I'm learning this stuff as I go. Hope I'm not boring you yet. We're going to hear Cahuita right here, Bocaraca. This is from 1973. Yeah, very exciting. Very obscure. And thanks to Discodelic, available online. And in vinyl again, repressed. Here we go. Bocaraca on Wandering Rhythms in Costa Rica.
Waffin' no nearby.
Well, right there, but I'm looking at you, the better one.
Yeah, I went Cahuita, you went Cahuita too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we reach down there the after tomorrow, you know. I win 50 pieces of 43
Waffin'.
Yeah, my Wappy.
We'll be right back.
Oh, lot of them.
Strong, good note in Kawita.
I think it's easy and cool.
Yeah, cool, easy.
Mentira, chichi, es mentira. Mira, chichi, es mentira. Yo no quiero tener celos, yo no quiero tener quejas, quiero creer. Mas es mentira, chichi, es mentira. Mira, chichi, es mentira. Dices que yo fui el primero, dices que yo vi primero. Dices que de cuerpo entero, dices que, mas es mentira, chichi, es mentira. Mira, chichi, es mentira. Es mentira, chichi, es mentira. Mira, chichi, es mentira. Mira, chichi, es mentira. Mira, chichi, es mentira. Thank you.
Rhythms here. Hello, how are you doing? We're listening to music from Costa Rica, and that last set was rocking. Oh man, I love that stuff a lot. There's I think the one thing we can conclude is that cowbells are well played in Costa Rica. Just drives the whole song forward. And we heard four bands there from the 1970s. So in reverse order, or going to the one most recent, we heard Combo Guarajeo with the song Alamo. And that one, as the first two, played all of the three singles that have been re-released from Discodelic Records, a small Mexican boutique vinyl record label that in the year 2020 released three separate singles from three different bands from Costa Rica from the 70s. Okay, hope I'm making sense. So, the most recent song we heard was Alamo, Combo Guarajeo. That one, yeah, a bit of disco funk. Before that, we heard Grupo Stop, who seemed to be quite famous. That was a very, very soft, ballady sort of thing, very 70s sounding. The song was Tu Realidad, 1976. And before that, we heard Via Libre with the song Chichi, which, yeah, a bit of salsa, funk as well. And the first one, which was my favorite, I would say, Boca Raca with the song Cajuita. And that's from the Caribbean coast, the town of Cajuita. And just very cool how not only does it mix kind of Afro-Caribbean and salsa, like two different styles, like Latin American. It also has English, kind of like Jamaican or Caribbean, patois, as you'd call it, and Spanish as well. So mixing the two languages as well. Very nice. Boca Raca, Cajuita, 1973. So that's a lot of fun. Yeah. And amazing how many albums probably are still waiting to be dug up from an old box or something, somebody's garage. Yeah, hopefully we'll continue to hear some of these amazing albums come out for the near future, and for artists to be, you know, reviving this amazing style, because there's just a few, it seems, bands that are still doing that super amazing Latin funk. Oh, God, love it. In the background right now, Frost from Tres Rios, Costa Rica. Experimental dark ambient project, because sometimes you just get too much sun and beauty and you just need to make dark music to pretend you're in Scandinavia or Northern Canada or something. This is called Canvas 2 EP, released this February, no, last February, 2021. It's already 2022, my goodness. So we're going to hear some new music next, some very, very exciting stuff. This artist, one of the faves I found in Costa Rica, total outlier, I would say. Like, sounds like, well, it's in Spanish, but it sounds it could be from anywhere, really. Big city of San Jose, inland, Costa Rica. This artist goes by Pictura, says, I'm here literally because I listened to Skrillex in 2011 and downloaded Ableton. And 11 years later, this is the result. This album just came out. It's called A June Afternoon by Pictura. We're going to hear Flying Mantequillas with The Blue Apartment and Gab Albertozzi. Fun, kind of crushed drum sound on this avant-garde pop project. On Wandering Rhythms Radio, broadcasting on CJSF 90.1 FM in Costa Rica.